A yoke laborer is one, praise God, who is going to make sure that everything is pulling together, and I'm talking about the church, to please God. Yes. Praise God. I did a little bit of research to see what those two women, y'all be surprised what their names mean. Eudaya's name means pleasant fragrance. Pleasant fragrance. Sentice names mean pleasant acquaintance. So you tell me why two people who are pleasant, praise God, can't work together. You know what that tells me? That tells me that regardless of who we are, praise God, if we allow the devil to get in, he can disrupt anything that we're trying to do. And for 2024, we said that we want to go to what? Higher heights and deeper depths into him. So praise God, he identifies that first, praise God, that first thing that robs us of our joy. And that is this thing called sad agreements, praise God, where we cannot come together as one. Amen. And in God's church, let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, we need to learn to pull together. Amen. The Bible tells us.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome, gentle redeemer.
God with us, yeah. You are tuned into the spiritual warfare broadcast. We want to take you in an in-depth
look. But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Gina, Jesus.
Let's tune in as evangelist Ronnie Bell takes you further.
You were born
into the Word
in a manger.
God gave us this earth, and it's up to the church to do all that he has given us to do concerning it. Without knowledge, we will be perishing. You know, we will perish right along with this world when we don't do the things that God has given us to do. We don't have to, but we will. If we don't do the things that God has given us to do and be obedient to the things of God, we will perish alongside with the rest of the world. We'll just perish. We have gifts and weapons that haven't been taken out of the box. There are so many powerful tools that are at our disposal until it's really hard to choose which ones to teach on at any given time. Everyone is spiritually and physically can be nourished in the power of God. Everyone is spiritually and physically nourishing, and supernatural nourishment comes from the power of God. We do the kingdom of God a disservice. And when we don't use it, and of course, not only do we do the kingdom of God a disservice, we do ourselves a disservice, and we do the world a disservice when we don't believe the things of God. And I think that's where we are right now. Many people just don't believe. And it's people that's in church. It's not people, it's not the world, all just the world's people. It's the church people. They don't believe what God say. Because if you believed it, you'd be acting upon it. You know? And for that very reason, most of the saints' prayers, they're not answered. You know, when we doubt and don't believe, or when we are skeptical, you know, about the Word of God, Jesus or the Holy Ghost, and yes, when we don't believe what God say about us, we're not going to get prayers answered. You know, we're not going to get prayers answered because God requires us to believe. If we don't believe, we can't receive. In Mark 16, 15 through 20, Jesus is speaking, and he's speaking to his disciples. And he said to them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Verse 16, "He that believeth," I told you, you have to believe. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." See, you're lost already when you don't believe. And that's why you keep struggling over these prayers and trying to pray, and then you just hold God in a certain place, like, well, you know, I don't understand why he's not doing it for me. Yeah, because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're not believing. Because they say, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." You're already damned and you don't even know it. And he said, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." This is your power, saints. This is your power. "They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." This is the work that we're supposed to be doing now. Think of all the lives we could save, that we could have saved, that's gone on into eternity. Think of those lives. When we don't get ourselves in order, we can't help the world. And we certainly can't help each other as church people. We can't help each other. Psalms 91 and 13 says, "Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet." That's power. The young lion and the adder is going to be, we can trample. And see, these are evil spirits. They're not, these are evil spirits that's running around in the world. People that's roaring like lions. The Bible says that Satan is going to be running around in this world roaring like a lion. But he can't do anything because he has no power. He has no teeth. But he's going to still be roaring because he's frightening people. You look at somebody, I'm not going to call his name. He roars a lot and he's frightening people. He's got a whole culture frightened of him. That's a lion spirit. That's a demonic spirit. That's a satanic spirit. And so we see these people with these lion spirits like adders and lions running around roaring and stuff at people. We need to realize this is what's going on. But if you don't know how to discern the spirits, you won't know what's going on. So that's why I'm bringing these scriptures up, so you'll know the power that we have and that you'll know that we have to be a discerner of the Word of God. Luke 10 and 19 tells us, Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you power." See, this is the power that we have. "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." I don't understand why teaching and preaching kingdom things, the things of the kingdom, I don't understand why that's so hard for the preachers and teachers to preach. I don't understand that. These gifts that God has given us and the power of God, it's so great. You know, it should be robustly taught. Not trying to ignore it and skip over it just because you're not able to bring a dead person back to life or lay hands on the sick and they recover. These are works that you have to grow into. But you're not supposed to just abandon them just because you can't do it. You can't do it because you're not trying. You know, I remember what Paul told Timothy. You have to stir up the gift. You have to stir it up by practicing. Practice on yourself. Practice on your children. Practice on your dog. Practice on your lawnmower if it won't start. You have to have some practice somewhere going on if you're going to be able to do the work that God has called us to do. We can see the unpreparedness of the church, you know, and the lack of faith shining like a beacon in the night. Our faith have to shine like a beacon in the night. Saints of God, we just have to stop now and begin to do the things that God has called us to do. We can't, you know, the Bible said, let our little light shine. We don't let our light shine. Most of the saints don't. We don't even know, you know, that there are, we are the lights of the world and we're the salt of the earth. We don't even, most Christians don't even know that. And if they know the scripture, they don't know what it means. So we need to tighten up on the things that God has given us to do. So when we come across scriptures like Genesis 1 and 28, you know, people don't have no idea of these scriptures, what they mean and what God is saying. We have to exercise dominion power over the earth. That's what Genesis 1 and 28 mean. We have to exercise dominion power over this earth. But most Christians don't even know what that is. And in Mark 16, where God tells us these signs will follow us in the name of Jesus, you know, we will be able to cast out devils. We'll be able to cast out demons and devils, speak with new tongues, take up serpents. And you know, and if we drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt us. And we shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall be healed. How will they know if you don't read it? And how, if you read it, if you don't understand it and don't practice it, it will never come to pass. When leadership and all the saints don't think on God's word and put it in its highest esteem, showing great respect and adoration and admiration to it, you know, I can see why they expect God to do when they don't show him any high esteem, any respect, any admiration. How do you think he feel when you don't say anything to him, and you don't even consider his word? You don't even think it's truth. My God. Saints, I can see why people don't respect God enough to study, you know, to keep saying the word of God, to keep hearing it, and to keep digesting it, keep meditating on it, until faith comes, until they actually believe. This is what it's going to take. We're going to have to show God concern, high esteem, adoration, admiration, and obedience. If we want to hear the word, see the word, keep the word going in us, and the word benefit others, that's what we're going to have to do. We have to actually believe what God say. You know, most of us will believe a lie quicker than we'll believe what God says. And that's a sad day, when most of us will believe a lie rather than to believe what God say. How strange is that? God will not accept being last. He has to be put first. Man would rather believe a lie than the truth. The biggest portion of the church either don't know him or they don't trust him. Now that's sad when you don't know God or you don't trust him. You know, this brings me to the subject of our teaching today. We have a spiritual, supernatural gift called discernment. Discern means to perceive or recognize something. To perceive by sight or some other sense, part of your senses, by the intellect, for example, your understanding, your knowledge, to recognize as distinct or different. This is what discern means, to recognize as distinct, distinctive, distinguished, or different. And so you're going to have to be able, if you